listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about an Old Testament event that maybe you've never heard of. I call it the Feeding of the 100. And it's taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 42 through 44. This is a little bit longer passage than I'm used to reading in these daily devotional times with you. So hang on while I read these three verses. Here we go. Then a man came from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley bread, and newly ripened grain in his knapsack. And he said, "Give it to the people that they may eat." But his servant said, "What? Shall I set this before 100 men?" And he said again, "Give it to the people that they may eat, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over." So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. Again, that's 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 42 through 44. And this is a story that we're surprised to read about in the Old Testament. We remember that Jesus twice fed multitudes with a few loaves and fish in Matthew chapter 14 and later on in Matthew chapter 15. And it's easy to forget that God used Elisha the prophet to do a similar miracle hundreds of years before. Just like in John chapter 6, verse 9, they had relatively few loaves of barley bread to feed many. Now, barley was always regarded as simple food. It was better for feeding animals than people. In the Talmud, one man says, "There is a fine crop of barley." And another man answers, "Tell it to the horses and donkeys." You see, humble barley loaves aren't much to work with, but God doesn't need much to work with. You see, by God's miracle, few loaves were made many, and then they had more than enough. It says they ate and had some left over. It was all according to the word of the Lord. God promised more than provision. He promised to provide beyond the immediate need. Elisha the prophet trusted the promise of God. He acted upon it, and he saw the promise miraculously fulfilled. God loves doing big things through small things. I like what Charles Spurgeon wrote. He said, "Do you think God needs our numbers? Do you think he is dependent upon human strength? I tell you, our weakness is a better weapon for God than our strength." Notice that here in 2 Kings, it was 20 loaves for about 100 people. In the ministry of Jesus, it was 5 loaves for 5,000 people. In 2 Kings, there was some left over. That's the phrase they use. But in the ministry of Jesus, they filled 12 big baskets with the leftovers. That's in John chapter 6. You see, though God did a wonderful work through Elisha, it was really just a preview of a much greater work that God would do in and through the true bread from heaven, that is Jesus Christ. Learn from what God did in the Old Testament through great prophets like Elisha. But make sure that you look to Jesus with the eye of faith. Jesus is greater than all the Old Testament men and women of faith. He is the one to whom they all pointed. So look to Jesus today. Put your focus upon him.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.